So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, deep divers. Thank you for joining me for another episode. My name is Adam Roa, and today I want to talk about permission to think freely. As you know, because you've probably heard me talk about it on this podcast, you may have seen my Facebook Lives or my Instagram posts. I am taking this show back on the road, and we are going to 8, maybe 9 cities, Canada, United States, and the show is practically, it is 6 spoken word poetry pieces and storytelling, weaving it all together to break down the algorithm of how we've created the reality we're in and how we can shift actually into a more loving, sustainable future and the practical application, the science behind how that's actually possible. And it's a challenge. While that might be what it's about, there's been a real challenge creating this tour. Besides the work that goes into it, a big portion of the energy has been going to how do we actually market it? How do we talk about this? How do we tell people what it is who may have no idea? And this is a lot easier said than done. Because in Australia, when we toured it, we actually would ask at the beginning of the show, how many of you have no idea what you're about to see? And it was about 80%. 80% of the people in the audience had no idea what they were there to see. And then we would do the show, and at the end, we would ask the audience, okay, how would you describe this show to someone who may be thinking about going but has no idea what it is? And no one knew how to describe it. There was no succinct, articulate way to describe what this is. And so we've actually been spending a lot of time, a lot of energy figuring out, okay, well, do we market this as a personal development show? Do we market this as art or entertainment? Like, what's the best way to promote it? And what I realized was that we're doing a huge disservice to the power of this show. And the goal of getting people to go to it is admirable because I do think that it is powerful and has the opportunity to change people's lives. And how I create, I've talked about this on the podcast before, and if you aren't familiar, you can go back. I think I did a musing called The Creative Process. And how I create is by tapping into the frequency of the creative idea, as high a frequency as possible, and translating that down into form. And so this show, quite honestly, is unlike any frequency that the audience will probably have experienced before. And truly what it comes down to market this, to promote it, is to take ownership of it. To take ownership of what I'm actually doing, what I'm actually creating, and what you will be seeing if you come to it. Because it is not another personal development workshop. It's not just an entertaining night of poetry. It is those things. It is also a music performance from Monique and Ryan Fontana. Like, there's all of those aspects. And what this is a pattern interrupt. What this is a frequency of creativity that is different from what just about everyone has ever experienced. It appeals to the mind. It appeals to the heart. It appeals to the hippie woo-woo. It appeals to the scientific, logical mind. And it's ceremony. More than anything else, it is ceremony. I have people who are reaching out to me today from 6 months ago who saw the show, who are telling me about the impact that it still has. I have been selling it short by trying to package it as anything other than a powerful ceremony and pattern interrupt. I've been doing a disservice by trying to take this frequency and fit it into a box of frequency that people might be more familiar with or comfortable with. No, this is for people who are ready to wake up. This is for people who are ready to break out of the matrix, for people who know that there's something more. If you can feel that, if there's the part of you, that if there's a part of your soul that can feel that there is something more to life, there is something different out there, there's a new way of doing things, this is the show for you. If you're someone who has that little like feeling in their chest or in their gut that says, I feel like I'm supposed to be there, but I don't know why, this show is for you. This show is not for the person who is content with falling in line with systems that create bombs with most of our tax dollars and tell us not to question authority and just to fall in line. That's not what this is about. It is hard to be human sometimes. And the last few months, I've been in it, and I know a lot of my friends have been in it. The emotion, the thickness of the emotional experience, the human experience right now is, it's intense. And because of the intensity of that, there can be this feeling like we are suffocating. We're just like trying to catch our breath. And that's what this show is. This show is a breath of fresh air. This show is an opportunity to give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to breathe. Give yourself permission to think freely for an evening. And it has the potential to truly change your life. A lot of people don't know this unless you went to the Australia shows, but we would send out emails a day or two before and let people know that this is ceremony. So on the day of the show, be very clear about what you're choosing to put into your body. What are you choosing to eat? What are you choosing to wear? What are you choosing to input as media and on Facebook? What are you reading? What are you listening to? Treat it like ceremony. That's what this is. This is about giving people a taste of what's possible, what you can do, empower you to create at the highest level, empower you to recognize that just because things are done a certain way doesn't mean they have to be done that way. And for me, this is about recognizing that the tour is not just the shows. The tour is the tour. The tour is me bringing myself and my team to all these different places in the world and spreading love and joy, having this alchemy of frequency with these different places on the planet and with each other and with all of you. This is so much bigger. This is so much bigger than I ever allowed myself to feel into. And I think a part of that is playing small. But the truth is that I want to take ownership. I want to take full ownership over the fact that for the last 4 or 5 years, I have done nothing but dive into spiritual and personal development. Countless plant medicine ceremonies, meditation every day, the podcast, the book reading, the workshops, hiring coaches and mentors, like all of that has been nonstop. There's been no higher priority, and I have poured all of that into this show. So if nothing else, this is a pure download of all of that frequency into poetry and music that is so much fun. You're gonna laugh, you might cry, and you're gonna have a good time. That's what this is about. And I'm taking ownership of it. You can probably hear it in my voice. Now is me stepping into the version of myself that is unapologetic about the fact that I am so proud of this show and I believe that it has the ability to change lives. And so that's the space that I'm coming from. That's the energy that I'm bringing to this. And all of the marketing and branding and the promotion, everything that you've seen me doing up until this point, I'm shifting it. I'm shifting it. And how this is valuable for you, I hope, is one, I hope that if you've been thinking about going to this show, if you've got that inkling in your stomach that this is for you, I hope that you'll go. You can go to adamroa.com/tickets and you can get yours. But recognize that I don't want you to go unless you know that you're supposed to be there. This is an invitation. This is not a sale. You are invited to join me in ceremony. I know I'll see some of you there, and I look forward to that. For the people in your lives who you feel like could really use ceremony, send them an invitation. Maybe even buy them a ticket. And the second aspect of this is that I want you to hear it in my voice. I want you to hear what it sounds like when you step into your power, when you take ownership over your hard work. This is what it sounds like for me to do that. And I want you to recognize that I do that in a lot of different ways. And it kind of fell through the cracks on this one. So I'm shifting it. There's no time to pout. There's no time to be woe is me. I wish I'd realized this sooner. No, this is divine, perfect timing right now. So what about you? What about in your life? Tell me, do you have something that you know is awesome? Is there something that you can do, something that you have created that you are not taking ownership of? And are you ready to? Are you ready to let the world know how awesome you are? I'm ready to hear it. I'm ready to see more of your amazing out in the world. So don't delay. Right now, make the decision and own your awesome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this. If you would like to go to the show, adamroa.com/tickets. I love you. I love life. I love creating. And I cannot wait to share this show with you. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.